That's why I brought you.
Well, no,
a movie encyclopedia.
We changed up the rules.
What?
Yep, now it's a buzz in.
Oh my god. I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need this complication. I'm sorry I sort of hijacked that conversation. I by no means meant to.
You're fired.
I by no means meant to.
That was a good conversation.
I hoped it was.
That's interesting.
Well, and that's the thing, is that like we're looking at a whole generation of businesses that are being developed online that have literally a consistent and simple revenue stream that can easily be acquired. There's no need to transfer anything. It's code.
Yeah.
It's what the dot-com bust should have been. It should have been a dot-com boom. It's just people selling their websites. It's supposed to be like, my business, and I want it now. The one thing I've studied in terms of business is the dot-com bust. It's such an interesting. You basically have a whole bunch of companies that actually have no worth, but a lot of buzz that start trading publicly for absolutely no reason. Tiny little offerings, right? Tiny little offerings that go, hey, I want 200 stocks. Do you want a pizza? And they do it like really word of mouth, so it's really quiet, hush hush. Even though there are hundreds of companies doing this. And everyone knows that they're doing that, but there's a lot of scarcity because it's fake. It's scarcity offered by a small margin. So you get a lot of people going, like, here's a couple bucks, don't worry about it. It's private. You can trade early. And then they go, yeah, so then they take all the money that they get from the investing and they just start building their company and getting more employees and more offices that do nothing, that do absolutely nothing. They handle customer service. They play a lot of
That's
solitude.
Something.
It's something. It is absolutely something. They manage server databases that basically just manage any ads, any money. They're on the way.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Well, quality.
And they manage all that bullshit, right? They just manage it. It's a giant managing firm. And then the owner sells everything they have in terms of stock and capital and leaves.
That is correct.
This is
blew my mind that people were just doing this.
I love this show.
It is mind-blowing.
It's like inflating a balloon, giving it to someone and knowing it's going to pop.
And there should be a text that comes to his phone once they're like in an intersection away.
In the last 10 years, it blew up and popped. Bubbles. I hate
maybe
bubbles.
It says the boat's here.
Oh, sweet!
It's like selling magic.
It's exactly like selling magic. It's exactly like selling magic.
It's magic bean.
This bean will give you anything you want, all
yes.
of the things you've ever wanted, and then you sell it, and you leave, and you run. Oh, those fucking. Hang on a second. The Babarats! Are those kids in back just retarded?
They're just shy.
Or they're stomping the wrong location.
Kids in the 90s knew shit.
Actually, I remember somebody telling me about an interview with kids who had been on the show, and like this running of the show was a couple hours long. So by the time they actually do the game at
yeah.
the end, it's like we were exhausted. You can't hear Olmec when he's actually talking. That's dubbed over later. We just wait for it because that's all we knew.
Yeah.
Seriously?
So that's why they all suck. it's a marathon.
Oh my god, you're kidding me.
Poor monkeys.
Because think about how long they have to set up these games in between.
Yeah.
So the audience is sitting there going like, what the fuck am I watching?
They're watching a full TV production in a single day.
So they're tired and bored.
And their prizes go to Universal Studios, which is where they are.
Seriously?
Their prize is to come back. Like that. By the way, this is why I like having a keg. That's not a bad
God, that is not by any means bad.
Yes, I am.
Pull the tab all the way out.
Yes, I am.
Pull. It'll give resistance. Keep going. Go.
I don't like to do competitive things.
Okay, now turn.
Tumbling and trampolines. Bars and stuff.
That could come in handy in the temple games.
bars and stuff.
Bars and stuff, you know.
I go drink at bars and stuff. Bullshit. He is too young to be a black belt.
And I'd like to study about them and look at their bones and everything.
That's double bullshit.
Look at their bones.
You're a black belt, you can't compose a simple sentence. Come on.
Purple parrots.
Purple parrots. Red Jaguars.
And you're into basketball.
By Scott, order a seat. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to enjoy. They know exactly who their clientele are.
That tap is really bizarre. It made a squishy sound when I pushed it back in.
Did you turn it first?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a seal, that's all it is.
Good job.
Like a reverse syringe.
You did?
Sorry.
Yeah, she knows where the Moscato's hidden.
Hidden?
It's in a drawer.
I do competitive jazz, and...
My orthodontist says he loves me.
I thought she said I have competitive
jazz. Your orthodontist says he loves me. Oh, excuse me.
Your
okay.
Jazz dancing won't save
so
you from the temple guards.
Our commercial, for, or our little extra bonus track, while we wait for food, since it should be here in a little bit, is we will comment on how well we think
the
we'd be able
are
to
doing
do.
At Guts.
The, like, I think we should do color commentary on the children.
Oh, yes, we have to. And then you need to post this video.
Oh, wait. Gross.
Shimmy?
Just
shimmy?
Up the snake.
Don't say
so
shimmy.
Shimmy up the snake.
You're talking to children.
Deliver a jewel to the snake, and then the most jewels win.
Okay. Shimmy, I'm going to fucking run up that shit.
Well, no, I think they're going to slide off of it, because...
It's going to be rotating and stuff.
I wish
Ooh.
My eyes glowed every
no,
time.
It's not, it's not, it's not.
Maybe they're just
but
dumb.
But their feet can't touch the ground.
Hey, that purple chick totally started way early.
Oh, tell! Oh, it's wet!
Oh, it's wet! Like a jet! That kid's using his helmet to good effect.
It's a
no. You gotta shimmy back down.
Shimmy down, dude! You're totally cheating. You're totally cheating, dude. Oh, now it's wet. Oh, that poor girl.
Oh, that girl's gonna lose because she sucks at life.
Yep.
Oh, come
shimmy,
on.
Shimmy,
down.
Shimmy down! Whoa! Hey,
apparently
hey!
You don't already. Have
to foul! Foul! Foul!
You know, at least they're both doing it though.
Yeah, he's
just giving it to him.
He set the precedent here. He cheated.
He did,
first.
And they did not stop the game.
No.
Hang on, pull, little girl. Pull, little girl. Oh, your glasses are gonna get blasted off. Oh, they're goggles.
Yeah, they've got goggles.
They prepped them.
And they
for
have
this.
Matching shoes. It's sponsored by Reebok.
Of course it is.
She needs to hurry up.
Wait,
I love
wait,
how they
wait,
look like
wait,
Zelda
wait. 9, 8, 7, 6.
That girl's getting alive. She's like
4, 3, 2.
Oh, he.
One.
She gave
he's
up
slipping off. She gave up. Oh, she
yeah.
just gave up.
She's like,
oh, well,
screw
come
this.
On. You fight to the end.
Come on. Let's watch and share in your
Is this
humility.
Summer Sanders?
No. Can't think of his name.
Let's take a
Summer
look at
Sanders
how badly you lost.
Girl.
Now we can practice counting.
These kids know where the Suez Canal is. They can fucking count.
His name is Kurt something. I remember that.
Kurt Klondike? Kurt Sanders?
Yes. Summer Sanders and Kirk Sanders.
Brothers.
Crown yourself?
Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa!
That's like hard! Oh, that they had like a spot
yeah.
assist.
Yeah.
Hang on. They have a spot assist.
Well, yeah, they're in harnesses and everything. It's just that they have to do a double arm pull.
Is someone in carry?
This is gym
two
class.
Ropes. This is.
Whoa,
this is gym
on.
Class.
But that kid's way shorter than the other one. Oh, and they have like five.
And she's it's actually a girl.
That they're totally just getting yanked up.
Bullshit.
Hang on. Bullshit.
Boo.
Steve, you couldn't even do that.
No one could do this. Yeah. That's my problem.
Oh, he just.
She.
She is kicking this little boy's bottom.
Okay, so...
As she should.
It's raw. Green, just let go.
He doesn't understand the float down part.
This is hilarious. Oh, wow. I'll be surprised if they make it up four times. Are you kidding? Are you? Wow,
they're already
look how
exhausted.
Tired they are.
You're not wearing it, lady.
Hey, let's just
Kurt Fogg.
Kurt Fogg?
Is
Kurt
the host. Fogg. And if you watch...
Oh, hang on. She grabbed his rope with her foot and totally held it away from him.
No, she didn't.
You're crazy in the face.
Yeah.
You're crazy in the face.
Come on,
five,
girl.
Four,
oh, she can't
three,
reach for it.
Two, one.
Oh, whoa, did he win?
No, I don't think so.
Domination.
Those poor little kids.
To get a bicycle.
Gallant effort? Gallant effort?
To get a bicycle. Two times. Oh, boo, oh. You suck.
She didn't put the crown in the bucket.
What? Purple
He got three
one!
Counts. Purple belt. What? The little anthropologist, or
yeah, he wants. He hangs out with dinosaurs.
Paleontologist.
Paleontologist. Thank you. Ooh, an orthodontist should really take a look at him.
All right, so purple got a half.
He's wearing a mouth guard.
But this one's,
don't worry.
Ooh. Racist.
Did it really take them like 6 hours at a time to film one episode?
Yeah. So for or eight,
wow!
Why are they suspended above the ground?
Because I mean, sex. Think about it—they had to do this entire set change and get the kids outfitted and train them on how to safely do this.
Now slam
Here we
your
go.
Partner.
I always wanted to be on this show.
I did too,
I did
except
too.
For the temple
Wait, what
guard.
Are they doing right now?
I just shit my pants.
Why? Wait, why is
they're
going
to push their people into?
Oh!
It's here. Bowling with your teammate!
I love Legend. This game. Oh,
oh
no!
Whoa, Purple Parrot needs to get their act together. Stop what? Spinning her!
Well, no, it's...
Whack. That's two down.
Two.
Yeah, none. Wow. Absolutely none.
Purple sucks. You're
purple
swinging
bites.
In the bat. Yep. Red's gonna get
there
this.
There it is. No,
nope.
No, you're swinging. You're swinging improperly.
That Purple Parrot's trying, though. She's like swinging.
No,
she got one down. She got one
it's
down.
It's swinging early, and that's what the problem is. They're just not hitting him because they swing...
Oh, no,
like
no,
the
whoever's...
Legs out.
No, no, who's the little one? No, just don't keep pushing him. You gotta aim him. You gotta aim him.
Oh, come on, Red.
Come on.
There
yes,
you go.
Two. No, it's down to two. Oh,
and, yep,
and
that,
Red
and
takes
Red,
it.
Red gets it. Red got it.
Red takes the gold. That now, cool. That little purple
Red,
kid was just pushing him.
Yeah, but Red had the strategies. Was pull back and aim.
Pull back. Get some momentum going.
Yeah, let inertia help.
Take that mouth guard, aren't you? Little child.
That looks like a lot more fun than a three-legged race.
Yeah.
Oh, way more fun.
Oh, man.
It's out for delivery.
Just want to let you know.
But I always wanted to be on this show. I would have kicked
you should,
ass.
You should hang on to that phone.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
I would have kicked ass.
Cross. It's at a cross street, so, I think. So it should be...
Oh, man.
So which team would you most like to represent?
It says they're pulling in.
Okay. Since you did 15%,
like,
I'm going to
do
the server
the
thing
Jaguars.
And give you
Red Jaguars
to
yeah.
give them as well.
Yeah.
Because 20% is where it's
is
at.
That, the is that the team you'd
were the Were the monkeys green?
These people are making a living.
Dan.
The table will support. Go ahead.
Is it the green monkeys?
Steven.
Yeah, it is. I was going to say step on it, but you know that works too.
I liked the green monkeys or the red Jaguars.
Yep.
You'll hear a buzz, I assume. Oh, wait, I didn't...
Well, you're a boy, I'm a girl. We could have both
they're
been
the door.
Green
go,
Jaguars.
Go. There's the door.
Team. We would have been the ultimate team.
Yeah. Unstoppable. I would have flung you into those pillars like nobody's business.
Okay,
and
here
I would
we go.
Have
here
kicked with all my might.
Yep.
Go up.
Or
into
go
the rock
down.
Quarry.
Put the rocks in the bucket.
Laser light room.
Sweet.
White laser. Go up. Medusa. Into the swamp. Why would go up to go over? Oh, that tree that always has somebody in it.
Oh, that tree was creepy. It is creepy. Look at that thing.
If they grab you, you're fucked.
It's
break
like,
through the wall.
Oh my god, it's like an ant on meth.
Yeah.
It's not pretty.
Go to the elevator.
Ooh,
make lightning.
Make your own lightning. I haven't seen the Shrine of the Silver Monkey yet.
Yeah. Could they make this to-do list any longer?
That's Silver Monkey right there.
Oh, yeah.
Smash clay pots. I have no idea. Oh, they're
we have food.
They're working on fixing the roof. Bread muffins. That's all.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so you missed the entire rundown of the temple, but
temple.
They said kind of like meander your way through completely. Here we go. The guy's going first.
Temple guards.
You got the scariest guys in the world.
Oh, please.
I would shit my pants. I will in a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Holy crap, what did I do?
Did they not provide silverware?
No, they did not, but that's okay. It just delivered us food.
It just delivered us a shit ton of food.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. The feast for two is more like a feast for four.
Easily four.
Leftovers. Thank you.
Thank you. And do you have napkins?
I do. Or perhaps plates. I don't want to eat on your couch like this.
It does make me a little
nervous.
Whoa,
is that some kind of crazy chemistry set?
Whoa,
oh, karaoke.
Tape cassette player.
No, it's a full-fledged karaoke machine.
Whoa. Thank you.
Oh.
Oh, sailing on the Bahamas.
Going on a cruise.
Hang on, here's the thing. They don't care about all this stuff. They care about beating the shit out of the purple parrots.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
You dork.
Well, they've already beaten the purple parrots.
He's off. Top level. He's grabbing some skeletons, choking down some small vomits.
Some small vomits? What are you talking about?
He's
skeletons?
He's much afeard.
Rolling down a two.
Yep.
Three. Four. Five.
Oh, he's in the laser room. Oh, no.
What
temple
he?
Guard.
Temple guard, temple guard.
How do they avoid the temple guards again?
They have to give a pendant of life.
They flick him off.
Okay.
Oh, white laser.
Go up.
Now
up,
you punch him really hard and you kick him in the nuts. And then they go away.
To the Medusa room. He's fucked.
Oh, he's done.
She has to go into the white laser room and go up into the Medusa room. What? Just go. Go.
God, this would be so confusing as a child. Think about it, though. Think about how traumatizing this could possibly be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she also has wasted... No, go. Go through the door. Right there. Yeah, there you go. Now go up.
Up. No! You're done, too.
Well, no. The temple guard is removed from that room. So she has to go up. In that one, I think.
She went through it.
She's in the swamp.
She went through it.
Through the swamp.
Like,
into the trees. Into the trees. This is right. And this is fucking creepy as all shit. Go.
I feel like there's got to be someone telling
her. There it is.
Oh, no.
She doesn't know what to do with herself.
No, the tree grabbed her. She's done.
That's all it takes?
That's all it takes. There's a temple guard in the tree.
Ruining their day.
Wait, what did they win? They get the microscopes.
Woohoo.
Bye bye. Yeah.
So they spent 6 hours in the studio and got a fucking microscope?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be furious.
They should have done better.
I mean, there's that.
Finger looking good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except not KFC.
What is this?
Figure it out!
Oh my god, I love that show. I was gonna submit myself for that because I could.
Not Summer Sanders.
And that kid. No, but I was
Dan Gambarelli, yeah.
I was gonna submit myself for that because I could hang from the monkey bars and hook my feet under my rib cage. Just try to imagine. I bend my legs backward and hook them under my rib cage and hang like that. Yeah,
wow.
That was my special skill. I like figured that out.
Okay, the Maori sisters are on TV right now, advertising Koosh kids. Kooshlings.
Do you think those like 90s B-list celebrities like watch their old reels and just like
cry
in the dark?
I remember that day.
Yeah, I get a pint of Ben and Jerry's and just cry.
Well, I think the Maoris are still doing stuff, or at least one of them is.
Mm-hmm. I think they're both doing stuff still.
Oh, what a perfect tie-in to one of the videos I posted last week on the video picks on the
mm-hmm.
website.
Uh-huh.
I posted a clip from the Graham Norton show of Will Smith with his son.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they did the Fresh Prince rap together. And then the guy who plays Carlton came out and did his dance to "It's Not Unusual to Be Loved by Anyone." You know, the classic Carlton dance.
Tom Jones.
And it was just fantastic.
That is nostalgia.
It was beautiful.
Dude, they know their audience. The Diva Megamix? Wow, watching this now makes me realize they are targeting marketing directly to gay men on Nickelodeon.
It was pure disco, that's all.
Sure.
Wow.
I'm going to send $22 for a cassette.
Yeah, it looks like a fantastic disco mix. Do you think I can get that on iTunes now?
It is.
Excellent.
I remember that one. All right.
Hopefully they were.
Let's guess a show. Let's guess a show. I'm going to guess Keenan and Kel is up next.
Oh, Keenan and Kel.
Any other takers?
Quickly? I say Doug.
I'd root for some Hey Arnold.
Oh, Hey Arnold! Dang.
There we go. Arnold! I love the show.
I wanted Arnold's room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty cool.
Oh, heck yeah, who didn't?
Yeah.
Well, people who wanted to live with their parents instead of their grandparents.
Skylight? Your entire ceiling is a skylight?
I was kind of focused on the potato clock.
Or the fold-away couch? That was a remote control?
Yeah, the remote control that controlled everything in the room.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Like a pseudo attic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, save the tree! I remember this episode.
Who doesn't?
Oh, but, yeah, didn't you have to take steps like you would to get into an attic, to get into his room?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. You had to pull down the closed stair doors.
Sweet. Way to jinx it, Arnold.
Deal.
Well, that's Helga's dad.
Yeah, that is Helga's dad.
Selling beepers.
Big Bob's beepers.
Can't fight the system.
Thanks, Stinky.
I forgot about that major plot point that Helga's secretly in love with Arnold.
You forgot about that?
Yeah. The only thing I remember about Helga is when the kid with asthmatic breathing is standing right behind her, listening, and she punches him in the nose.
Yeah.
Breaks his glasses every episode. Yep. Yeah.
What an awful existence.
Mean yourself.
Oh, Grandpa.
First climbed on it as a lad.
I kind of like his flashbacks. Mm-hmm. There was that ice skating episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How satisfying is the onslaught?
Perfectly satisfying.
Not worth it. Totally worth it.
Well, I thought you were pulling up a vomit bag.
Delicious.
No, I'm pulling out coleslaw.
Mind if I steal a rib?
Oh, please, dude, this is for you too.
Well, considering I've eaten that many fries.
Also, Grandma is the same voice as.
As Dot.
Yeah, sounds like Dot.
It's, what's her name? Mind if I steal a silver piece I provide to somebody?
Oh, no.
Fight the power, Grandma.
You have them all.
Nah, go for it.
You should try. You should try the deliciousness.
Maybe I can just grab it.
Yes. There you go.
Thank y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And thank you.
Mm. That's good.
climb the little ladder and go out on the roof. Straight from his bed.
That was the heart and soul of Hey Arnold, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Quality. Yeah.
Harold is awesome for so many reasons.
So while we're in this lull, or pseudo-episode lull, we should go over
how movie blocks is played these days.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
So what happens is, instead of it being circular, where it's put on the person directly to somebody's left or right to answer the next question, we now have a host, and you buzz in. So hypothetically, if I were hosting, I would say, Almost Famous cast. And then everybody participating would try to buzz in first using their predetermined buzzer. And it's anything vocal that you can do that's usually like a syllable or so. So, pow, buzz, bang.
Moo.
Wah. You know, wah. You know, any audible something or other that you come up with. And then the answer. And regardless of whether or not the answer is right or wrong, the host then goes with movie or cast, much like how Movie Bluff worked before.
Uh-huh.
So, it could be Armageddon cast. You buzz in, you say Bruce Willis, and then it goes into movie, so it'd be another Bruce Willis movie. So it's dictated half by whoever's answered, half by who's hosting, to direct it a little bit. Each time you buzz in, it's a point. But if somebody buzzes in and says something that's incorrect, then it's up to everyone else to buzz in with one and a... to call somebody shenanigans.
I see.
So, there have been many situations where, you know, one person is pinned with a question, everyone else knows, this isn't true, this isn't how it works. So, now they have the option to buzz in and say, you're wrong. If somebody successfully buzzes in and says somebody else is wrong, a point is stolen from the wrong person by the person who's buzzed in.
Uh-huh.
If they're right, then, well, that hasn't happened yet, actually, where somebody has called shenanigans on somebody and somebody has actually been right. But I imagine if somebody buzzes in and calls shenanigans on somebody and they're right, the person who buzzed in saying somebody else was wrong loses a point.
Yeah.
And the person who had been called shenanigans upon
gains that point. Yeah. I see.
Just keep that point.
So it's kind of a wash, in a way.
Well, still advantage to the person who gave the right answer.
Right, right. And a disadvantage to just call shenanigans on everybody.
I see. So the person who's wildly accusing people
could lose points in the process.
Is going to be losing points.
And then usually, if somebody calls shenanigans, it ends around effectively. Otherwise, it's kind of, what we do is a 5 count per answer. So if nobody answers within a relative five count, then
pass.
We just give up and start with something new.
Fair enough. That sounds like a plan, dude.
So start thinking about a syllabic answer of sorts that, you know, maybe like an onomatopoeia of some sorts or a catchphrase or what have you. Oh, come on, they already saved the tree. They can't get both. Alright, I'm gonna...
Stop, pause it.
Redirect us back into this a little bit, just so it's not too much of a distraction from what we're going for. I mean, I know you have a volume of food left, but...
Feast.
Still feasting. It's okay. We can move on.
As long as you can lean forward and feast and participate simultaneously,
I'm
then you're
participant.
Fine.
Absolutely.
Before we start. Frank, you're without beverage, so would you like something else? We have Oberon, Guinness, Grain Belt. I could do another Minnesota half and half for you if you want.
A Guinness, the half and half would be absolutely incredible.
I'll do that.
If you're willing.
If, do you want me to top off yours? Are you good?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, though.
Carrie, you just topped yourself off, but yep. Do you want me to top it off?
Nah, I'm good.
All right. If you wouldn't mind,
Oh, why shall here? If I can.
Thank you.
Be of any help. There you are.
I don't want to knock Famous Dave, but their rib was kind of burnt.
Tough. Right word. Yes, very. I'll agree.
But their cornbread muffins.
I don't want to knock them. It's just
good.
Stellar, even.
Oh yeah.
Just a little below their normal standard.
I enjoyed my devil spit boneless wings.
Ooh, you
immensely.
Demolished those guys.
I mean,
yeah.
Famous
I really
Dave.
Did.
All right.
By no means am I complaining. I'm simply pointing out a fact.
Just saying.
Just saying, y'all. Yo.
Go for it. Grab any of this, except the cornbread muffin. You touch that, you die.
Noted.
Don't think she's joking.
Ketchup and mustard in case you guys want ketchup and mustard.
She's just going to...
I already grabbed the ketchup.
She's just going to put that on her plate.
I'm self-sufficient.
She is. She's one of the people who just sort of goes, oh, guess this is going to happen.
Like, well, I know where to find ketchup. It's generally in people's refrigerators. So I go and look. And I found it. Problem solved.
She can fend for herself, ladies
yep.
and gentlemen.
Now in the wild, that would be a different story.
Ain't that the truth?
There is a Bear Grylls, whatever his name is, reality show.
Machete?
Now.
Uh-huh.
Where you have to defend yourself, by the way.
From what?
From, like, elements?
Is he
no,
sick
no,
animals
like,
after
as
you?
If you were on his reality show, or like on his show, you have to...
Thank
you
very much.
And what have you.
That's gross. I would not do that show.
Are you alone on this show, or
no,
does
teams.
Bear Grylls help you out? Oh, teams. Teams.
But like,
two.
Bear, how about you drink your piss?
So it's a little,
I'll pass
so it's
on
a little
this one.
Like the temple.
But adults
pee.
And scarier, you know, scaling across a
scarier than temple
line.
Scarier than temple guards?
Yes.
And they're drinking their own pee.
Despite the fact that the camera crew is drinking,
water and soda and
catered everything.
Bubbly water.
I have no inclination to climb anything that is just vertical.
How would you have survived the temple game?
The
you can't climb stuff?
In Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Those
are all ladders.
Recreationally climb a mountain. I feel like as beautiful as the world is...
I would hike up a mountain, but I would not...
Fair enough.
Vertically climb.
Unnecessarily endanger
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
I mean, hell, there's a fucking line to climb Everest.
Yeah.
I'd want to go home with all my limbs still attached and not be on one of those Survivor
it's
TV shows.
It's not necessarily about the difficulty of the mountain, like, in terms of terrain, which is still apparently preposterous. It's just the fact that you get to a certain level and there's no air to breathe.
Freaking cold, man.
And another level where there's no warmth to be had.
But we're from the Midwest. We'd be fine.
Yeah. What do we need with warmth?
What's the difference?
No difference whatsoever.
Be like, it's kind of nice up here.
Just see some.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder if they have ice fishing up here. Eh?
Yeah.
How about fish in general?
Or standing water.
It's just as good as Mars up here, you know?
Don't you know? So, what was I going to say a second ago?
Something
okay, well,
illuminating.
Oh. Every time I go... Well, we save the sound establishment for
well,
The actual episode.
Yeah. I got it.
But every time I walk past that particular aisle in REI, I think, only $30 for a machete?
Might as well.
I think I need this.
Yeah, machete? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No. But it's so moderately priced.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's so reasonable, and it's Bear Grylls machete, so it's got to be good, right?
Bear Grylls machete? Bear Grylls brand?
Yes.
I also buy the entire Paula Deen line over at Target.
Paula Deen?
Paula Deen butter.
Wait, oh. Are you joking?
She has her own butter?
No, she doesn't. She has pans. She has pans and whatnot.
It's like, holy crap.
But it's like she extra should. Buttery. She should. And then
guaranteed to give you diabetes.
Well, you know, thin out the herd.
So
it's okay with me.
Have you been thinking about your buzzer sounds?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do you want to know what my buzzer sound is?
What, Jeff? Looker.
Hey. Oh.
I mean, I in the past we've kind of. Well, no. It was like was what we.
Yeah.
Tried to avoid.
I'm okay with that.
Hey is good. Okay.
If it's on that particular style.
Tone.
Yeah. I would say that's good.
Is that better?
What the fuck is that?
It's Hey Arnold.
Why did it start again?
Pass. New episode, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, probably.
Just for safety's sake. Close it for now, but.
That's fine. Never closed Devani's thing.
No, I didn't.
You mean the
so, right. Are you playing or am I?
I think I played last week, so I would host to this week for sure.
Let's see. There is a pen tucked away right there. Perfect. Okay, so then if it's up to me, I will come up with this as my buzzin. Pew! Pew!
Okay, cool.
So, Frank, it's on you. You need a buzz-in sound of sorts.
My buzz-in sound will be vroom.
Vroom?
Vroom. Like that?
It will be vroom.
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 Vroom. Vroom.
Okay, that sounds good. And so let's test out our buzzer sounds, shall we?
Oh, just getting a timer again.
Uh-huh.
Okay.